This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kyiv announced on Sunday Ukrainian forces had retaken two villages in the eastern region of Donetsk, the first reported gains of their new offensive. After months of building expectations, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday a counteroffensive against Russian forces was underway, but refused to provide any details. The State Border Guard Service released a video of Ukrainian troops announcing a takeover of one of the villages. They also shouted Kyiv's traditional battle cries such as "Glory to Ukraine" and a slogan deriding Russian President Vladimir Putin. Scotland's longest-serving leader of its semi-autonomous government was arrested on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has the story.
Scotland's former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, was arrested on Sunday in connection with a police investigation into the Scottish National Party's funding, her spokesperson has said. The probe is looking at what happened to more than £600,000 or $750,000 raised by Scottish independence campaigners in 2017. Sturgeon's spokesperson said she had, by arrangement with Police Scotland, attended an interview where she was to be arrested and questioned. The spokesperson said Sturgeon has, quote, consistently said she would cooperate with the investigation if asked, and continues to do so, end quote.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Philippine authorities are evacuating more than 2,000 cows and water buffaloes away from a restive volcano to minimize potential losses in case of a major eruption. The farm animals are being herded out of rural communities within a 3.7-mile radius of Mayon's volcano's crater to 25 temporary grazing areas. This is VOA News. Honduras opened an embassy in Beijing on Sunday, Chinese state media reported. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The move comes months after the Central American nation broke off relations with Taiwan to form diplomatic ties with China. China's foreign minister and his Honduran counterpart took part in the inauguration of the embassy on Sunday morning, China's official CCTV said. The symbol of the strengthening diplomatic ties came during Honduran President Xiomara Castro's six-day visit to China. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The European Union on Sunday said it's considering more than 1 billion euros in aid to boost crisis-hit Tunisia's economy and reduce the flow of irregular migrants across the Mediterranean Sea. The North African country, highly indebted and in talks for an IMF bailout loan, is a gateway for migrants and asylum seekers attempting dangerous voyages to Europe. The EU is ready to offer Tunisia 900 million euros in long-term aid, plus 150 million euros in immediate support in a bid to quote-unquote strengthen our relationship, European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said on a joint visit with the Italian and Dutch prime ministers. Fire under Interstate 95 in the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia has caused a section to collapse, closing the interstate in both directions, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Authorities say there was a vehicle fire under an elevated section of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Apparently, it weakened the structure, sending a giant slab crashing down onto the northbound lanes. This happened in northeast Philadelphia. A captain with the Philadelphia Fire Department says the northbound lanes are gone and the southbound side of 95 is compromised due to heat from the fire. There have also been explosions underground at the scene resulting from the fire. City streets have been blocked off in the area. There's also concerns about potential runoff reaching the Delaware River. I'm Jackie Quinn.
San Francisco police searched Sunday for a person of interest in a mass shooting during a block party Friday night in what investigators said to be a targeted and isolated incident. The person of interest is a man believed to be a member of a street gang who detectives have tied to a car recorded on video speeding from the scene of the shooting, police said. The man has outstanding firearm warrants as well as an outstanding arrest warrant for homicide, the San Francisco Chronicle reported. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.